game for the Health First Show on 93.1 CFIS FM. Alan Wishart in again this week for Kathy Hart. Schedule this week, Brad King, a frequent visitor to the show, talking about the problems with the average multivitamin. And in the second half, we are scheduled to talk to Miguel Casellas, asking the question, do we take better care of our cars than our teeth? But as always, we're going to start with the Health First News.
The traditional three-point stance has been banned in the youngest divisions of the Pop Warner Youth Football League. The new policy takes effect this year and affects ages 5 through 10. CNN reports this is the first national football organization to eliminate the three-point stance. Players in those divisions will no longer place their hands on the ground when they line up for the ball snap. This stance is being banned because it lowers players' heads, putting them at greater risk for head injury. CNN reports when players line up for the snap, they'll have to be upright or in a squat position with their hands on their legs. Researchers say a flu shot cannot cause a pregnant woman to miscarry. The findings are based on an examination of 2012-13, 2013-14, and 2014-15 flu seasons and were presented Wednesday to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. CNN reported the study comes at a time when there is significant focus in the U.S. on the consequences of certain groups telling people to ignore vaccine recommendations. Lead investigator James Donahue, a senior epidemiologist at Marshfield Clinic Research Institute in Wisconsin, says not only is a flu shot during pregnancy safe, it's necessary. Fast food fans today are ordering off menus that have grown more apt to make them fat. A new study has found portion sizes have risen dramatically over the past three decades at the most popular fast food restaurants in the United States. Lead author Megan McCrory, a research associate professor with the Boston University College of Health and Rehabilitation Sciences, says as a result, the amount of calories and excess sodium has also increased among fast food offerings. McCrory and her team discovered average portion size nearly quadrupled for fast food entrees and more than quadrupled for desserts between 1986 and 2016. Calories and sodium content in entrees, side dishes, and desserts also increased significantly. And finally, a new study suggests your grandparents' chronic aches and pains might best be eased with a little weed. Researchers found not only did folks over 75 who took medicinal marijuana report less pain, their use of pot-based capsules, tinctures, and e-cigarettes allowed a third of these patients to reduce their use of opioid painkillers. Medical director of the Dent Neurological Institute in Amherst, New York, Dr. Laszlo Metzler, said the study tracked 204 elderly patients who had been prescribed medical marijuana to deal with pain through New York State's medical marijuana program. Metzler says all were given products containing various ratios of THC and CBD, most often tinctures that were applied with an eyedropper under the tongue.
And joined on the phone now by a reasonably frequent visitor to Health First, Brad King, a nutritional researcher and award-winning formulator specializing in performance nutrition, obesity, longevity, and men's health. Brad was inducted into the Canadian Sports Nutrition Hall of Fame back in 2003. He's the author of 12 books, including the international bestseller Fat Wars, 45 Days to Transform Your Body, and has been featured as a leading health expert on thousands of television and radio programs throughout North America, including Health First, and he joins us this today. Hello, Brad.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing great, thank you. It's beautiful outside. I don't know what it's like there, but I am in BC, so I'm imagining it's half decent.
Okay. So, topic today, what's the problem with the average multivitamin? And I guess first question, from my point of view at least, is how do you define a multivitamin?
That's a great question. I mean, a multivitamin is basically a vitamin formula that would have, one or actually more than one ingredient. They're normally the recommended daily amount of vitamins like vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, the B vitamins, and various minerals that the human body requires on a regular basis. But the problem with the majority of the multivitamins that are sold on our shelves these days is, unfortunately, they really aren't from nature. I mean, if you look at how we used to manufacture supplements, and I'm going back you know, to the 1930s when we first introduced things like vitamin A and E and B into the marketplace, these types of vitamins were actually derived from food back then. We didn't know how to synthetically manufacture them. And nowadays what we do is, because they're too expensive when we derive them from food and they don't have as long a shelf life, we tend to synthesize them. But there's a lot of problems that are associated with synthetic and isolated forms of these vitamins and minerals.
So, for instance, if I, in the past, I have taken, sometimes in the morning, I will have a vitamin C pill and a vitamin D pill. That's not a multivitamin, but if I take a vitamin C and D pill, that is a multivitamin.
Well, it's not really, you know, the way the multivitamins are defined is they, you know, they usually have a compilation of quite a few of these vitamins. I mean, the definition of multi, obviously, is more than one. However, when we look at multivitamins, we normally go into a store and we expect to buy, you know, a vitamin formula that would have 10 or more nutrients that the human body requires. And we need at least 21 of these nutrients on a regular basis. I mean, we're not getting them from the food, and the problem is a lot of the food that we're eating is so overly processed that we're adding back all of these nutrients, but we're adding them back in synthetic forms. And the synthetic forms of the nutrients are problematic for a few reasons. Number one, they come from ingredients, believe it or not, that are really somewhat toxic in nature. Like, for instance, a lot of the vitamins are actually manufactured as a starting material from coal tar and petrochemicals and things like acetylene gas and methanol and hydrochloric acid. And, you know, you spoke about vitamin C. A lot of vitamin C comes from corn, and the corn is, you know, 95% of it is GMO corn. So it's a bit of an experiment, a human experiment, if you really ask me. And in nature, you never find a nutrient in isolation. Like, you never find a nutrient that is all by itself. You find a nutrient that is with synergistic ingredients. And I'll give you an example. When we eat something like a seed or a nut, we're getting vitamin E. And we're getting vitamin E, obviously, in a natural form. But with that vitamin E, there are eight actual types of vitamin E that are found in nature. So we have something called alpha, beta, gamma, delta, and then tocopherol, and then we have alpha, beta, gamma, delta, tocotrienol. When we go to a health food store, we may be buying so-called natural vitamin E, but the problem is that vitamin E is in one isolated form. So we may be buying vitamin E in something called alpha, but we're missing out the beta, the delta, and the gamma. And some of the research is showing we can create a deficit of those other very important isomers of vitamin E. And this goes on for everything, by the way, Alan. This is beta carotene. There are over 600 different kinds of carotenoids found in nature. Why would we be supplementing with one? When we supplement with vitamin C, we're normally supplementing with a synthetic version called ascorbic acid. But where's the bioflavonoids? Where are all the accompanying nutrients that allow the vitamin C to do the job it's designed to do more effectively and in a much healthier manner in the body? Those are the questions.
So it sounds to me as if part of the thing that a lot of people probably don't understand is they go to the store, they pick up vitamin C, they pick up vitamin D, they pick up vitamin A, and they figure that is vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin A. They don't realize that they need to get all of these different, I don't know, would they be almost like isomers of the vitamin?
It's not even isomers, it's compilations, because once again, in nature, when you have a plant that is it is taking things like minerals from the ground and it's incorporating it into its structure, we call those ligands, they become, you know, when you look at a mineral is a rock, let's face it, they're all the same, they all come from the periodic table, but it's what they're bound to. So when a plant takes in a mineral, it binds it to natural organic substances, part of its cellular structure. And when we eat that plant, we're getting those minerals, maybe not in the same quantity that we're getting in a vitamin or mineral pill, but the point is those minerals are in a very non-toxic type of solution, because they're part of food, and the body always recognizes food. And when we supplement with these multivitamin mineral formulas, it's almost a guessing game because there's no scientist in the world that knows exactly how much of each one of these nutrients the human body requires. In my opinion, we're actually taking in much higher dosages than the human body really needs because going back through evolution, you go back 100,000 years ago even, we didn't get nearly the quantities of the nutrients that we're taking in, especially in the synthetic forms from these multivitamin mineral formulas. This is why we're hearing a lot more now that we should be really looking to food. And if we are going to supplement, then we should be looking to food sources or food-derived nutrients the way the body can actually recognize them more effectively.
So from what you're saying, are there some vitamins that actually might not be healthy for us that are included in the multivitamin that we're taking?
Well, listen, you don't have to listen to me. What I would suggest is just Google this, for instance. I mean, the number one most recommended, pediatrician-recommended vitamin for children right now is a supplement called Flintstones. I used to eat Flintstones like they were candies. I used to, I remember sneaking them when my parents weren't looking. Google some of the problems associated with Flintstone vitamins and some of these synthetic vitamins. And you're going to see it's not just the synthetic isolated forms of the nutrients that may be problematic. It's the sugars, it's the artificial sweeteners, it's the dyes, it's the colors, it's the excipients. These are all, these are not natural substances to put into the body. We're putting, aside from all those synthetic varieties of these vitamins, we're using fillers to make the vitamins, bulkier and look more attractive. We're using things like titanium dioxide, carrageenan, benzene. Some of these have actually been shown to be pro-inflammatory. Some of them can actually disrupt immunity in certain individuals. In certain individuals, they may be somewhat neurotoxic. So people need to do their homework when they're taking these vitamins because we still have the mentality that more is better, and we think all vitamins are the same, and there could be nothing further from the truth. A very simple way to look at whether your supplement is synthetic or not is look for words like IED or IDE or ATE. And if you see things like acetate, bitartrate, chloride, gluconate, hydrochloride, succinate, these are all salts of the vitamins and minerals because they have to be stabilized and they're in a synthetic form. People should be looking for natural, not just natural, because in today's society, especially in the health industry, even if we have 10% of a natural ingredient, we can call a supplement natural. But look for 100% natural, because you can't say that unless it is. Look for plant-based, because that means it's actually coming from food. And these are the things people should be looking for. As natural as possible, coming from food, food-derived, organic, if they can find, just like you would want if you could afford to go out and buy the best food, you're going to buy organic food because you don't want all the pesticide residues in that food. And yeah, it costs a little more, but it's much healthier for the body.
Okay, Brad, we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about multivitamins.